Pasuk says, "V'shachtu also kol kahad lasi so ben abayim." The Korban Pesach was offered in three groups corresponding to this. Kahal, Adas, Yisrael. Rashi quotes this from the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Samech Daled. B'kan Omo, Pishchei Tzibur Nishchotim B'shlosha Kitos, Zu Achar Zu. One cart came in, it offered it, each cart had to have a minimum of 30 people. I think that this idea of having three Kitos corresponding to Kahal, Adas, Yisrael is because the Korban Pesach, beyond being a Korban Yochid, or Korban of the Chabura, is also a Korban Tzibur. And these words, Kahal, Adas, and Sol, are synonyms for the entire Tzibur. And indeed, the Zera Avram suggests, quoting a Mechilta, Minayin ata omer, shim ein lahem Yisol, ela Pesach echad, shekulam yotzim bo, yidei chavosan tamalam v'shachtu also. In other words, if you only had one Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach would be brought on behalf of the entire Tzibur. But when we have, Baruch Hashem, many Korban Pesach, so then that fulfillment of Tzibur is by everybody bringing it together in this fashion of three Kitos. But there's a dimension of Tzibur inherent to the Korban Pesach. And that might be why Korban Pesach requires Bikur 4 days before it's offered, like the Korban Tomit, to check that there's no mum in the Korban. And that's like, just like the Korban Tomid is a Korban Tzibur, so is the Korban Pesach. And that's why if you bring the Korban, if somebody wasn't able to bring in Pesach Rishon, brings a Pesach Sheni, so that doesn't require Bikur, because that doesn't have the dimension of Tzibur, because the Korban of Pesach Sheni is only for Yechidim, who were not able to fulfill the mitzvah during Pesach Rishon. And we see this also in the Sforno. The Sforno says, on the Pasuk, V'hoya ki yomul eilechem b'nechem, ma avoda hazos lachem. So the Sforno says, ma avoda hazos lachem, she'ena b'yom mikro kodesh, kishar kabonis, because the Korban Pesach was offered Erev Pesach, v'lo toch Zman Shaha Kabonis, Shum mi Tomid Shel Shacha Ad Tomid Shel Ben Habayim. That it's the Korban Pesach is offered after the Tomid Shel Ben Habayim. V'lama lo yaspi Korban Echad L'chol Yisrael K'mo B'Shah Kabonis Tzibur. So you see, he has this idea also asking why shouldn't be like every Korban Tzibur, that one Korban should be sufficient. So you see from the Sforno that he thinks also that the question, Mahavoda Zos Lachem, is asking this question. Why does everybody have to bring the Korban? Let there be one Korban for everybody. But indeed, when everybody brings their all Korban, the Pshat is also that it's integrated into one Korban. It's integrated through the thousands of Korbanos being offered as a Korban Tzibur. And that the Halach is that Korban Pesach is Nechel B'Chabura, which we don't find by any other Korban, also reflects this idea that it's not just individuals, but it's a collective, and therefore it's Nechel B'Chabura, the tzibur for the people eating the Korban Pesach together. Because the theme of Pesach is one of Geulas HaTzibur. The Yochid by himself, he doesn't want the Geula with the redemption. God offers it to the Klai Yisrael as an entire entity.